My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning as much as we can, well, it's more important today than ever before. Today we are just inundated with new health problems and situations happening to us at a much younger age. And I think the awareness is there as well. And I think a lot of people are starting to think, you know, maybe I do need to start focusing on myself and my health a little bit more. And I think maybe it's happening out of fear. I think a lot of us are seeing people in our age brackets and our groups that are being stricken with health problems or, you know, God forbid, dying at a much younger age. And the crazy thing comes to play into our mind is we're like, you know, why this person? We're all kind of doing the same thing, living the same kind of life. You know, I thought I felt safe and young and vibrant, and maybe we're not as healthy as we think we are. So it actually makes us take a look on the inside and see how we're doing and maybe asking some questions of ourselves. Am I taking good care of myself? Am I resting well? Is my diet at least good some of the time? Am I drinking enough water? Am I active? Am I balancing my stress? Am I doing all the things I need to do? And am I taking the time to choose my nutritional supplementation correctly? Meaning, have I asked questions to make sure I'm using the right things for me? Because it's different for everybody, and what your friends are using may not be what you should be using. So kind of what we try to do here on the show is I bring you the best guest in the industry. We talk about the topics that are relevant for today's world, and we hit the things that, you know, we probably should be talking about. And that's the important part of the show every single day. This is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I thank you for taking the time to come by today and for as many days as you're able to come during the week. And remember, if you can't make the show live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can just click on the archive icon, download the show on demand when it's convenient for you, and hear the ones that you want to hear that are relevant for your life, or maybe hear another show again, or send your friends there because you think you heard a show that would be great for them as well. One way or another, it's paying forward the information, spreading it around, and getting as much information as we can so that we can make those better, wiser, healthier decisions. Well, today we're going to be talking about the line of products from Barleen's, and a lot of your questions have come in, so I'm going to kind of answer your questions within the line and hopefully get you some of the answers you're looking for, so we'll give that a shot. Of course, the full line of Barleen's products available every day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I send you there every day because it just makes good sense. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out the wonderful things that are available. Hopefully, great things that will make your life better. Hopefully, things that will make your life healthier. And those are all the things that are part of Stay Healthy. Did you know they're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer? Did you know they're in their fourth decade? And did you know that they are a full-service store with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and carrying the best products with awesome prices to make our lives better, healthier, more economical, and also giving us peace of mind that this time around, we're headed in the right direction? Visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. It's right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Well, some good questions have come in, and I thought that kind of, you know, steering them toward the Barlean's line would be really, really effective, because I think that the line really kind of answers some of these questions as well. You know, when I first started doing shows with Barlean's, it was well over 25 years ago, and they have added so many different branches to the tree, but they always bring a new sector, a new branch, a new division when it's relevant. They do their homework. They make sure that they're talking to lots and lots of consumers. Their reps bring back information to them. And then if and when it's applicable and relevant and important and a good idea, they'll come out with this product after they, you know, define the line and refine the formulations. And all of a sudden, before you know it, there's another sector for us to choose from. And they've all been just amazing. And every time they've come out with a new one, I'm just like, wow. You know, here's a company that could just be sitting back, and they keep just, you know, adding more things for us to choose from to make our lives and our health even better. So this was a question that comes in quite frequently, and, you know, and I think a lot of people have this question. It says, I want to use fish oil, but I can't get it down. I've tried the capsules, and I burp them up. Even the really good quality capsules, they just don't digest well in my stomach. I've tried some of the other ones from the big box stores, and they have a tendency to just smell so fishy, I'm afraid to use them. But I know I need it because I have really bad, unhealthy, dry skin, and I have very bad joints. So my doctor keeps telling me to use fish oils, but I don't know how to get it down. I know I've heard you talk about a way to take fish oil that tastes good, but every time I've heard it, I'm either driving or can't remember what to write down. So maybe you'll address this one day, and, you know, I'll be able to hear you talking. Well, you know, I think what Barlean's has done is they found a way to make fish oil not only great tasting, but also amazing for us to be able to benefit from. And I think what they've done is they've been able to put it together in a way that so many of us are able to digest our omega-3s a little bit easier. They came out with something called omega swirls. Now, these swirls are liquids, and they found a way to make the molecules very small, so the absorption's very good, and they also found a way to make them absolutely delicious. You know, they're not only incredible tasting, but they're incredibly working for our body, and the formulations are good. Now, with these swirls, you have the choice of either going with flaxseed oil. You can also go with fish oil. You really kind of have your choice here. And there's even some combination blends of both. And then they've got the regular potencies, and they have the ultra strengths as well. So, you know, it just depends on which way you're going. If you were going to be going with the flaxseed oil, you could go with the strawberry banana swirl, which is absolutely delicious. And these are right off the spoon. You don't have to mix them with anything, but you can. The total omega vegan swirl is a pomegranate blueberry, also extremely delicious. There's also the blackberry swirl. Those are all basically the flax-based products, and they're awesome tasting. Now, I have people that use these, and I have another question a little bit later on this as well, but use it in many, many different ways, and I'll give you a list of some ways that I know about that are very effective that people are using. But let's say that you decide to go with fish, and you decide that fish oil is the way that you want to go rather than, you know, do the other route. The first original one out, of course, was the lemon zest. And I'll give you an example of how this tastes. It tastes like lemon meringue pie without the meringue. You know, you ever see the lemon meringue pie, that beautiful kind of glossy, shiny, yellow pie? It tastes like if you took a spoon out of the middle, that's exactly what it tastes like. So they found a way to give you the tartness and the sweetness, and it actually tastes like lemon meringue pie. They also have the pina colada, which is exactly what a pina colada tastes like. They also have come out with the mango peach. Those are amazing, delicious. Those are the original swirls in fish. Now, I like mixing my fish and my flax. I don't like having to choose between the two. So the one that I've kind of gravitate to more than anything is the orange cream swirl, which tastes like those orange sickles that I used to get when we were kids from the ice cream man, and they were like an orange cream sickle and the inside was cream. That's exactly what it tastes like. And you have to like convince yourself that that's not what you're eating, because it tastes like it so well and it's so delicious. So definitely keep that one in mind. They also came out with the ultra high potencies, the key lime, which is just like key lime pie, the citrus sorbet and the passion pineapple. These are delicious ways of using your swirls. And because they taste so good, you're not going to have a problem using them. You can take them every single morning right off the spoon and you're done with it. And then I have another question later I'll address about how to use them in other ways. But here's your answer. There's a convenient way, a delicious way, an effective way of using the omega swirls to give you the fish oils that we need. And not just for people that can't handle using regular fish oil, because the Barlean's liquid fish oil and capsules and flaxseed oil liquid and capsules are awesome. But there are those people out there, for whatever reason, they don't digest it well. Upon further investigation, many times I find that a lot of people are trying to take their fish oil capsules in the morning with coffee and very little food. And there's a good way there to either upset your stomach, because you shouldn't take anything with just an empty stomach and coffee. If you have your coffee in the morning, that's fine. But, you know, move your supplements to later in the day when there's real food that you're chewing. You know, then you'll digest it better, because it really does need the food to bond onto. And the coffee is just going to create a acid environment. Okay, next question. Dear Jeff, I started on the Mediterranean diet about 3 months ago after speaking with you. It's made a dramatic difference in the way that I feel. I had to get off of all the bad food I was eating. And what I'm using now is basically fish and chicken, tons and tons of fish, green vegetables, a lot of fruit, and just good things like lentils and couscous and tabbouleh and quinoa and all that good stuff. I feel better than I have in probably 20 years. I've dropped a ton of weight just because I got rid of all the junk food and all the starchy carbs that I was eating every single day. The thing that has dramatically changed is my energy and my skin. I had always made a protein shake in the morning, and which I'm still doing now. It's a plant-based protein, very little carbohydrates, and I have it with some fresh squeezed juice, and I add water and ice cubes and have fresh fruit in there every single day. I throw in chia seeds, and I throw in ground flax that I get from Barlean's, and of course, I still, even with all the fish I'm eating, I throw my fish oil and flaxseed oil in my smoothie. The one thing I haven't added in, and I'm not sure if it's a good idea or not, could you clarify? Because I'm eating so many green vegetables now, I'm not sure if it's still okay to use my organic greens. I loved using the greens before, and the reason I initially started it was because I didn't eat any vegetables. And now I'm eating tons of vegetables, but the greens from Barlean's always made my breath nice and fresh. It took the odor out of stool and really strong urine. It helped my skin. My digestive system feels like it worked better that way. Can I still add that in? It's the one thing I seem to be missing. Yeah, absolutely. You know, even though you're doing all the good stuff and your diet has changed and you're still bringing in your fibers and your oils and all that stuff, you've made dramatic changes. First of all, congratulations that you followed through, and that's awesome. And it'll just continue to get better. The longer you do it, the more your body starts to enjoy having not only good food, but having nutrients that it can use to rebuild. And when the body starts to do a lot of its balancing and it gets to the end of those balancing areas, then it starts to build up your storage areas. And before you know it, you're just running on great fuel. But absolutely, you can bring in the greens. There's no problem there at all. You're not going to overdo it. You know, your body will get another whole layer of green tools to work with. So yes, absolutely, don't have a problem with that. And if you wanted to, you could bring in the chocolate greens and do it with almond milk, or you could bring in the superfood greens and, you know, drink it with water and make kind of a really sweet kind of strawberry kiwi juice and drink it. They're all amazing. So no, there's no problem at all. And they're all going to be beneficial for your digestive system. And there's no reason for you to miss that, because your body's going to really enjoy using it again. So absolutely. And congrats on all the hard work. Let me see. Dear Jeff, my friend told me to drop you a line. My eczema has been out of control for the last 3 months. I've been dealing with it for almost 15 years. The doctor did the revolving door of the fish oils. He told me to use one of those a day, which obviously didn't do enough. But then I did steroid creams, internal steroids. I've had shots of steroids, which always makes things clear up and settle down and go away, but always comes back again for another revolving door of steroids. My doctor told me that my last blood workup about 4 months ago, that my liver enzymes were really, really high, and he could not give me any more steroids. His recommendation was drink a lot of water and try not to scratch myself and use really good lotions. So there you go. after using steroids on and off for over 10 years, I don't know what to do. I broke out from head to toe. My friend said the best thing for me to do is to eat a Mediterranean diet, which I have started doing. It has actually already made a difference. I'm eating lots of fish, lots of tuna as well, because I find that very good and I enjoy it. I'm using olive oil, coconut oil. I'm eating a lot of dark green vegetables. I have absolutely no junk, no sugar, no sodas, no candy, no baked goods of any kind in my diet. And I was eating badly for many years, so maybe there was part of the problem. I'm drinking tons of water, I'm exercising every day, and I'm sweating, and seems like the sweating has made a difference. It's actually brought moisture to my skin. I went to Stay Healthy. They gave me some natural lotions to use and some argan oil and some squalane oil for my skin. It's wonderful. I know I need to work from the inside. My friend says I should be taking a lot of fish oil internally, even though I'm eating a lot of fish. And I think I'm starting to think that she may be right. What are your thoughts? Well, I get it. I see it all the time when people have been on steroid therapy for a long time. They may hit the wall when their livers are just toxic, you know, from all the steroids from years and years and years. And, of course, the diet was not helping as well. And, you know, the bad, bad diet, lots of garbagey food, probably some bad digestion, not enough water, maybe not eliminating like you should, and steroids on top of it. You know, the combination could be pretty bad. So I think that you're doing absolutely right. I think you're eating a diet that's very nutritional and very lubricating and very anti-inflammatory. But I think that one of the best things you can do is bring in a good amount of fish oils. The fish oils are anti-inflammatory. They are oiling and lubricating for the body on the inside. And I would try a couple different ways. If you wanted to try the swirls, you could try the organic omega swirls. They're fantastic. Or you could try the fish oil in liquid or capsules. If you're having your smoothie in the morning, you could throw a couple tablespoons of the fish oil liquid in there. And then you might try some food sources of omega-3s as well. Throw in some ground flaxseed, throw in some chia seeds. Not only are they great fiber that help to remove a lot of waste out of the body along with your great diet, but they also have omega-3s as well. And then what you might want to do is try a couple capsules with every meal. You know, so that you're getting it throughout the day as well. It will make a difference on the lubricating of the skin from the inside. And I think the longer that you use it, you're going to see even more dramatic differences because you're now doing so many things correctly. It is a long road. And your body is now has probably become accustomed to the steroids coming to the rescue, and now the body is not seeing the cavalry as you will think. You know, it's thinking, where's the steroids? So it's having to do some work on its own, which is probably causing the flare-up. But I think that as your body becomes stronger and it starts to realize that it's on its own and you're giving it all these nutritional tools to work with, make sure you're getting a good vitamin in there as well, a good strong whole food multiple vitamin, some probiotics and enzymes, because I'm sure that the gut and the intestines have taken wear and tear, both from bad diet and from years of steroids. It might not be a bad idea to use something for your liver. Maybe some milk thistle or a good liver blend might be a really, really good thing to do. And you know what you could also do is you might want to think about using the stomach repair, which is in the platinum line, to do some repair work in the intestines down there, help your stomach lining and, you know, reduce some of the harmful bacteria and get rid of some of the toxins out of your gut. You know, that's by Barlean's as well, their stomach repair. It's really, really very, very effective. And I think you'll find it to be good tasting. It comes in like this vanilla chai flavor. So I think you'll find it to be pretty effective. And it wouldn't be a bad idea to get more greens. Maybe throw some greens in your smoothie. Pick up some of the organic greens from Barlean's. That would be also really good. Because we're not just trying to move forward. We're also cleaning up some of the stuff that's been building for a long time. You know, cleansing out some of that garbage. Building your healthy blood. Flushing out some of the impurities. Supporting your digestive tract and your elimination and your urinary tract and all that stuff, you know, so it's supporting and also going in and fixing all the cracks and the crevices that have happened both from your own hand of bad diet and unhealthy lifestyle and of course medication as well. But you're doing all the right things. Just some twitches and some tweaks here and there could make a difference. Bring in the fish oil capsules, bring back the smoothie, put in some greens, throw in some chia seeds and ground flax, get some fish oil liquid in there, the capsules during the day. And then the other things that I mentioned, I think can make a dramatic difference. It'll be a little bit of work, but I guarantee you this time around, when you get things under control, It's not going to be like that cycle and that revolving door. You're going to fix things. You're going to get your body in balance. The skin is going to get healthier because the gut is getting healthier. And so many of those skin conditions start with a very, very unhealthy gut, a bad diet, and some bad choices. All right, let me see. Dear Jeff, I had joint replacement therapy of my hip, and I was using omega-3 fatty acids for a long time. It did make a big difference, but I was so far down on bone that eventually I had no choice to get it fixed, but I'm doing remarkable. My question is, do I still continue on my omega-3s because I had the joint replaced? This is one of my favorite questions. First of all, omega-3s do so many different things in the body, not just lubricate the joints. They help your cardiovascular health. They help your heart. They help your blood sugar. They help your brain. They help your skin. They help you eliminate. They help you digest. They reduce inflammation. And the other thing to remember is once our body has a history of a joint that's deteriorated, you know, I mean, when with basically like age or trauma, the body knows what that's like to attack that joint and break it down in an unhealthy way. So we have lots of other joints in the body. You have another hip, you have knees, you have ankles, fingers, wrist, a ball and socket joints and hinge joints all over your body. I mean, they shouldn't be slighted just because you took care of the one that was the worst. You may not even know that some of them may already have some wear and tear and you just haven't seen any of the effects yet. So would I discontinue my omega-3s just because I have had a brand new shiny hip on the one side? No. Think about the rest of the body. It's kind of like saying that you had an underweight child and you were feeding the underweight child all the food. And then the underweight child got his weight back and was really, really healthy again. And you decided that you didn't need to bring any more food in because the underweight child was fine. But all the other kids are sitting there going, where's the food? You know, so spread it around. Keep it consistent, you know, and make sure that your omega-3s are there, you know, and have more of the omega-3s in your diet. Use more olive oil, you know, eat more fish in your diet, you know, and have more of those wonderful oils as well as supplementing, you know, the liquids or the capsules or the swirls and bring in the fibers like the chia seeds and the ground flax. These are all omega-3 sources and all of them are going to bring better health to the body, to the joints, to the skin, muscles, ligaments, tendons, and cardiovascular system. I understand what you're thinking. The problem is fixed. That problem is fixed. From this point forward, we don't know what's in our next chapter. We don't know what's already wearing and tearing, and we don't know what's going on with our body, and we don't know how genetics and things that we're predisposed to are going to hit us, and we don't know, you know, where we're going with our health and how well we're going to take care of ourselves. So remember, supplementing your diet, you are supplementing a diet that should be as good as you can make it, but in many cases, it's not very good, and it's not just supplementing, it's actually going in and picking up the slack of a diet that's already lacking. So yes, I'm so glad you got the joint taken care of. Today's joint replacements are so much better, and hips are so much better than knees because they're using a ball and socket rather than a hinge. And once that hip socket is rebuilt and they've got that new shiny ball in there and the hip is beautiful and moving fine, it's a lot easier to move forward with a hip replacement. Knee replacement takes some work. And after a knee replacement, I always make sure people use plenty of omega-3s, keep things sliding and moving, because people think instantly if they never understand exactly how it works, you know, they don't realize that you don't just bounce back and get a new knee and just start walking like it's brand new. There's a lot of work and a lot of therapy and in many cases, a lot of pain. And sometimes people get percentages better, but many of them a year, year and a half, 2 years out from the surgery, and they're still trying to come back from that replacement. Is it better? Well, of course. But now it might have a whole new kind of pain that they're dealing with. So, you know, that's a different issue. But always your omega-3s for lubricating and healing. Very important. All right, let me see. Oh, this is so cute. I think you're going to like this. It says, Dear Jeff, my grandmother, I've been trying to get to use omega-3s for a long time, and she is so old school. She eat a little fish once in a while, but her way of eating fish is to batter it and fry it in oil. So she really needed the omega-3s. Her doctor wanted her to take it. So I came up with this idea, and I wasn't sure. Grandma's a baker and loves to bake and loves to cook. I hope you don't laugh at this, but I just tried something different. I bought the strawberry banana, which are two of her favorite flavors, swirl, and I opened up the bottle and I put it in a small little jar like you would put jam or jelly in. And I put it in and I brought it over to her house and we had breakfast one morning. We made toast and I said, I tried to make some jelly and I'm wondering what you think about it. So she actually put it on her toast thinking it was my version of jelly. And she loved it. She said, this is really good. She goes, it's not very thick. She goes, but it's okay and it spreads well. So I stayed a week with her and she had it every morning on her toast. And I said, so you like it? She goes, I love it. She goes, you and I need to talk about taking some omega-3s. And she says, I don't want any of that stuff. She goes, I hear you burp them up and it tastes terrible if it's in liquid. So then I brought out the bottle and I was honest with her and told her what I did. And she says, well, send this to me. I will take it. It's delicious. So I had a little constructive way of doing this. I kind of had to deceive my grandmother a little bit. But in the end, we laughed about it. And now she uses it. And she's even decided to try the pina colada from fish. So she puts it on her bagels and puts it on her toast and adds it to her yogurt and puts it in her cottage cheese. And she's really enjoying it. So I thought that you would find this to be comical. I kept thinking to myself, if she doesn't like this, I don't know what else to do, but I thought it was kind of funny. I think it's great. I think it's really clever. I know people all over the place that have clever ways of hiding things in food because they know it's for the best and for good health, you know, so I think it's a great idea. I'm going to pass that on. Today, we're talking about Barlean's. We're talking about some of your questions that have come in, doing some Q&A on the Barlean's line. Remember, the full line of Barlean's products, well, it's available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, of course, every single day. A quick break, and we'll be right back.
Know why native Pacific Island populations have enjoyed such a high level of health and energy over the centuries? One reason is coconut oil. That's why Barlean's Organic Oils offers their island fresh, cold pressed, extra virgin coconut oil to anyone who wants to experience its many health benefits. Barlean's 100% organic coconut oil may support the structure and function of the immune system, the cardiovascular system, healthy metabolism, and energy production, as well as hair and skin care. Stop by your nearest natural food store today and savor the great-tasting, fresh-pressed, extra-virgin coconut oil as only Barlean's can create. Barlean's Organic Oils, from our family to yours.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barlean's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in support overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barlean's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Olive trees are one of the longest living species on Earth. Many living today are over 1,000 years old. Why? Because of their unique defense system against diseases, fungus, bacteria, and viruses. Great news! These valuable olive leaf actives have been researched as an effective immune support. One daily teaspoon of Barlean's Olive Leaf Complex Natural Peppermint Flavored Extract gives you perfect immune support with its antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal defense, which is why it was voted the esteemed Vitae Award for the best new natural remedy. Barlean's olive leaves are picked at sunrise, pressed on site, and processed within minutes, making it the world's freshest. The antioxidant capacity is almost double green tea extract, 400% higher than vitamin C, and packs more potent antioxidants than any super juices. Barlean's Olive Leaf Complex. Olive, that protection in one bottle.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley and Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer here in the city, in the valley. Go in and see what they have to offer. You're going to find the most amazing, knowledgeable people, the best customer service, the best selection of the highest quality products. Of course, the full line of Barleans available every single day. And all the best of the best in every single category. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, closed on Sunday. Make sure to stay in touch with everybody at Stay Healthy. Give them a thumbs up and like them on their Facebook page. And as well, visit their webpage. You're going to love it. StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Facebook keeps you in touch. The webpage keeps you in information. And the combination of the two, you know, it's all about education and information. And that is what they were built on. And that's what they do every day. They educate, they inform, they help, they answer questions, and they make sure that you get the right products for the right situation. Head over to Stay Healthy. You'll be glad that you did. So here we are. We're talking about Barleans today and some of the wonderful questions that have come in. And I like to, you know, bring these out once in a while because I think that it really just gives us some alternatives and different ways of looking at situations that are coming our way. Let me see. Where do we go? Oh, this is good. Dear Jeff, two months ago, I was gone for the entire month, and I spent it in Norway with family. Now, a little history on me. I have not taken good care of myself for a long time. I have chronic psoriasis and eczema. I've done steroid therapy on and off. My diet is not very good. I don't drink enough water, and I do suffer, and I keep my skin covered because it's so unhealthy looking. So I went to stay with my grandmother in Norway. I was there a little over a month. While I was there, I have never in my life eaten so much fish. Fish for breakfast, fish for lunch, fish for dinner. They also are really big on taking fish oil capsules. My grandmother put fish oil in the smoothies in the morning. She's really into those. So I had a lot of it. I drank plenty of water because that's what was available. And my grandmother is an amazing cook, and I had more vegetables in that month than I probably had in the last 5 years. I found myself going outside more often. I felt myself getting healthier and feeling really good. And then I started noticing that my skin had dramatically changed. The dry patches were clearing up. My skin was getting softer. And a lot of those really rough, scaly areas had started to heal up. By the time I was ready to leave, my skin was so clear, I could not believe it. It had been a decade since it had looked like this. My grandmother said, all you need to do is just keep doing what we're doing. So I came back to the States. I've been eating tons and tons of fish. She showed me the easy way to bake things and put them on the grill so I can have fish. I'm actually having fish almost every day. I continue with my smoothies, lots of fish oil, flaxseed oil, and all that good stuff. I'm not eating any junk, lots of fruits and vegetables, plenty of water, things I never did before, and my skin has just continued to get better and better. I would say I'm over 95% clear. Who knew, just going over to visit family, that my life would dramatically change, and had I not gone, it may never have. I go to Stay Healthy all the time, and Marge set me up on stuff to use for protein, a good plant-based protein powder. I told her that I wanted to put fish oil and flaxseed oil. She gave me the Barleans flax oil and fish oil. I put it in my smoothie. I take the capsules from Barleans fish oil as well. I use the greens. I use chia seeds and ground flax. I use a lot of their products, and I can't tell you how much better I feel. I hope that if people out there have really bad skin, that they would think about just dramatically changing their diet and oiling their body from the inside with good oils. You know, after all the years of suffering, all the uncomfortable situations, and how my life and my personal life has been on hold for so long because of the unhealthiness of my skin. I just wanted to say thank you for your show, and thank you for Stay Healthy. I never would have known where to go, and that's why I go there, and they are so easy to work with. And they made it easy for me to feel comfortable. So thank you for your show. Well, you're welcome. How isn't that interesting, though, that, you know, here you go over there just to visit with family, and here you are coming back not only healthier than you've been in a long, long time, but also in a better state of affairs. Now, the interesting thing that I have found is that many of us are looking at things a little differently than we have in the past, and we are starting to put ourselves into a category where, you know, life has dramatically changed. Life has truly gone a different way than it has in the past. And, you know, our lives are changing all the time. And sometimes we just accept these changes as the permanent solution. Like when you find out that you're a diabetic and the doctor says that you have to take this medicine or inject this insulin and do this. And we just, you know, we become a diabetic and we don't look outside the box. We don't think about making dramatic dietary changes and exercising and losing weight and drinking water and finding natural healthy things to take to support our body and our blood and our pancreas and all that. You know, we don't have to give in and surrender. We should never go down without kicking and screaming. I can't tell you how many diabetics I know that have dropped 30, 40 pounds and gone back to their doctor. And the doctor's like, I don't know what you're doing, but your sugar is normalizing. You know, they're changing your diet and they get off the medicine. And the doctor says, you keep this up and, you know, you're not going to be diabetic anymore. You're not going to need this. Get that weight off. Exercise. Drink water. Change the diet. But so many times we just give in. I don't know why we do it. Maybe it's the, in our mind, the easy way out. Okay, I'm a diabetic. They're going to give me these pills and they have it. They're controlling it and I don't have to think about it. I think that that is exactly what happens. I don't know. Well, I don't know what you think. Maybe you think the same thing as well. Maybe it's just an easier way to approach a problem that has changed our life and we just don't want to have to deal with it. I think a lot of us just don't want to deal with it. I don't think we want to know. You know, when I was talking with someone just about a week ago and we were talking about, you know, going in for a physical and they were going to do this last year. And I said, have you gone in? And he's like, no. He goes, you know, I've been so unhealthy for so long, I'm afraid. And I said, what are you afraid of? And he says, I'm afraid that there's a problem. I said, well, there's probably a problem already. Why not know about it and then know what direction, you know, we can go in? And he goes, I never thought of that. He goes, and I said, didn't we do the same thing when you had to go to the dentist? He said, yeah. And I said, you went to the dentist, you found out they had one cavity, hadn't been in like 8 years. You had one cavity and some plaque, and they did a deep cleaning, they filled the cavity, and now you go to the dentist every 6 months. And I said, everything's fine. I said, was it worth all the worrying? And he goes, no. And I said, well, you know, no matter what comes of this, don't you think you should know so you have a chance to deal with it and fix it and not let something just take you down because you didn't or were afraid to know? He said, you're right. So he scheduled his physical. I think he just is going next week for the physical. And I know he's nervous, and I know he's scared, and I know a lot of us are. We don't like the unknown, and we don't like trauma and drama, and we don't like things that are coming at us because sometimes we just don't feel we have the energy or the strength or the know-how to be able to how to approach it or where to go. But that's why there are people out there that you can work with and, you know, and ask questions of. And if you don't know, you can't fix anything. It's like having great questions and never asking them. You know, I have people tell me all the time, oh, I love your show and I've got some questions, I just haven't sent them in. Why? I mean, send them into my Facebook page. Go to Dr. Jeffrey Burke, click the like button, you know, follow my page. And then if you do that, you can send me the questions. I'll answer them right there. And, you know, I don't use people's names on there. I just use the questions. Because if you have it, other people have the same question and they're sitting back waiting for somebody else to do it. But they may get the answer that they need and then they'll make a change. So one way or another, somebody's got to step up to the plate and get those questions out there. Because if you don't ask, you can't know. And if you don't know, you can't fix it. If you can't fix, you're exactly where you are. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to the hospital or I've been with somebody and then I've been with people at the very last stage of their life. And you know, and they all say the same thing. I wish I would have taken better care of myself. I wish I would have gone to the doctor. I wish I would not have ignored this. Because some of these things that they ignored are the things that eventually took them down. I mean, did it really make good sense for you to ignore this and now you're dying from something? Or it has completely dramatically changed your life to the negative? Was it worth it being afraid to go and to do this? Of course not. Yet we continue to do it anyway. We got to stop that. We need to start taking care of ourselves and taking better care and doing it earlier. We don't get to push things off as long as we did before. Cardiovascular disease, heart disease, diabetes, degenerative bone disease, circulatory disorders, digestive disorders, skin problems, all of these, even things with our brain and our mind and our concentration and our eyes. These are all things that are happening at an earlier age. If you do not listen, if you do not pay attention, if you do ignore and just change the station, if you will, so that you're not focusing and not having to deal with it, it's going to take you down. Why would we want to do that? Why would we want to have something that could possibly be fixed at a speed bump size? Why do we wait until it's a mountain and we have to chip away and maybe lose our window for being able to deal with it? If you have a little bit of elevated blood sugar, and you could tackle that right now, and the doctor said it's a little elevated, let's lose 25 pounds, let's exercise, start walking every day, drink more water, here's the diet, cut these things out. You go back the next time, the doctor's like, wow, it's fantastic, you're great. Just keep this up and we won't have to go on medication. That's tackling something head on. Ignoring it, gaining another 50 pounds, eating terrible food, and then ending up being a diabetic that's out of control, losing toes, losing feet, losing fingers, losing arms, you know, and having cardiovascular problems and having it go into heart disease as well beside blood sugar problems. That's letting it get out of control. That's a mountain. How do you chip away at something that you've let go for so long? It's hard because, you know, it takes us out of our comfort zones. And I get that. Our comfort zones are comfortable. They're familiar. And all of a sudden you're in a new, it's like they picked you up and dropped you in a neighborhood you've never been to. It's uncomfortable, but you'll adjust. And it's different, but you'll learn. And it's confusing, but we'll get it. And ultimately, it's just much better to approach these things and hit them head on. We have become a society where we only want the symptoms to go away and we don't take responsibility for the way we got there or the choices we made that brought us to that area, to brought us to that problem. We also don't want to take the responsibility. We want a quick fix and we don't want to do the work. But I will tell you one thing. There's a lot of people that are laying in a hospital, laying in a recuperative state, and maybe in a hospice, and maybe just holding on to the time they have left that have a heck of a lot of coulda, shoulda, wouldas, and every one of them will tell you the same thing. I should have done it. I should have listened. I should have taken care of myself. I should have stopped drinking, could have stopped smoking, could have eaten a better diet, could have exercised, could have learned to decompress, should have got out of that stressful job, should have got out of that terrible, stressful relationship, should have changed my life, coulda, shoulda, woulda. They're very clear. What do they say, hindsight is 20/20? They are, and it is. And all these things, they're very clear when you're looking backwards. But to be strong enough to be able to make the change when it's really rough to make the change, you know, hitting it head on and things that are not bubble wrapped, there's some work involved there. Okay, here's another question. It says, Dear Jeff, I've been using the omega-3s, the swirls, as well as the fish oil capsules from Barleans for a long time. It's made my skin better, my hair is better, my nails are better, and I know that all those omega-3s give me good cardiovascular health. I have an older golden retriever whose skin has become very, very itchy. The doctors gave them some kind of a steroid or something and some kind of an allergy pill. It helped a little bit. The itching has stopped, but the skin is still really dry. Can I give my dog fish oil? Is it a problem to give my dog fish oil? It's a big dog, and I just started giving him a little bit of tuna in oil. I figured that was okay, and he loves it. But I thought that fish oils would be a good thing to add. Absolutely. I give tuna, I give fish oils, I give flaxseed oil, I put ground flax, I put chia seeds in my dog's foods. Absolutely. No, because they are going to moisten their body, lubricate their joints, and bigger dogs have joint problems. A lot of them do because their joints don't get enough oils and they degenerate and they get dysplasia and they get arthritis. Remember, these oils lubricate the joints, so it's going to be good for them no matter what. And the other thing is, it's great for their coat. It's great for the skin underneath the hair. It's great for their gums. It's great for their eyes. I don't have a problem at all. Go right ahead. You know, squirt away, or you can puncture the capsules. Sometimes they'll take the capsules whole. Sometimes putting the liquid in their food is fine. Whatever you need to do. But absolutely not a problem. I think if more of us would do this with our dogs, they'd be much healthier. And make sure we're reading labels on the food and trying to give them things that are less chemical-based and less artificial processing food. Because remember, our animals are only as healthy as we allow them to be. You know, I give my dogs a lot. My dogs love vegetables. It's very weird. I have a Shih Tzu that'll eat anything green. It's It's very strange, but it's okay. It's a good thing. I mean, because it's good, healthy treats. You know, you can't be slicing vegetables in my kitchen without them being lined up and just waiting for things like cucumbers and green peppers and red peppers and zucchini and cauliflower and broccoli and even lettuce and sweet peppers. I mean, they eat all the vegetables. They love them, you know, and they're great treats, you know, because they're good for their digestive tract. So, you know, sometimes I'll just slice a big cucumber and just slice it up and, you know, just kind of flip them at them one at a time, and all five of them love. There's a couple things, like one of them won't eat celery, but then the little Shih Tzu will scoop in and she'll eat whatever they drop, so it's all good. So yeah, it's a good idea to give them the omega-3s, and I love the Barlean's line, so yeah, I think it'd be wonderful to give them great fish oils and flaxseed oil and put some fiber in their diet. You know, I have a friend of mine whose dog, and this is really quite interesting, her dog had chronic diarrhea. The vets did everything they could. They could not get this diarrhea under control. And I said, can we try something? And she said, whatever you want to do. And I said, let's try using, you know, a half a cup of the dry food that you use. She uses good quality dry food. I said, let's add 2 tablespoons of canned pumpkin. Follow me on this. Squeeze 3 capsules of fish oil over the food, a little chicken broth, put in some yogurt, and put in some fresh tuna. So she mixed it all together, and she gave it to the dog. And I said, wait, before you give it to the dog, make sure you add chia seeds and ground flax. So she added 1 teaspoon of ground flax and 1 teaspoon of chia seeds. Mixed it all together. The dog just loved it. So she didn't think much about it. She gave him the same thing twice a day. So the next day she was walking the dog. They went to the dog park, and the dog squatted to do his business, and he had a solid bowel. She said it was the first time she'd seen a solid stool come out of the dog in a long time. So she continued giving him this food, the same thing every day, twice a day, and she said it has been solid ever since. Now, just a little hint, pumpkin, canned pumpkin is very, very good for diarrhea. I give it to a lot of my people that I know, that I talk with. I'll have a mix, 2 tablespoons of canned pumpkin with a little yogurt, throw in some chia seeds and ground flax, a little pat of butter, you know, and just mix it all together because they'll warm it up sometimes, the pumpkin, a little butter on there, and then mix it in with the yogurt and the seeds and all that stuff. And it is amazing. It works on us the same way. It's great for diarrhea. So the dog is having solid stools now. It's getting omega-3s. It's getting all this good stuff. And she said, what should I do? I said, you know, start increasing the dry food so the quantity is there a little bit more. And just, you know, keep them on it. There's nothing bad there. It's all good stuff, you know, and it's just good fiber. And that's what you find in the canned pumpkin. And the tuna gives omega-3s and protein. And, you know, and the seeds give great fiber and omega-3s. So, you know, sometimes working on our own, we can do great things. I'm the first one to take my horses and my dogs to the vet. I mean, because that's what I do. And I know my vets really well, and they do a great job. But I also know that sometimes we have to continue and use our own noggin at home. You know, so I'm really glad that we were able to have that talk, because the dog is doing much better. And there's nothing worse than diarrhea all the time. It's uncomfortable for the dog. It causes rawness to the rectal area. They get irritated. Sometimes they get infections because of the dryness. You know, the hair around that area has to be shaved because it's just a mess all the time. All the bathing you have to do. So there's really something to be appreciated when you can have a good solid stool. This is good. I think we'll have enough time for this one. It says, Jeff, I've started doing something after listening to you about 6 months ago, and it made a dramatic difference. I have ulcerative colitis like your mom, and I decided that I was going to take all the information that you have out there and start doing something different every day. So what I do is every morning I open up. I always have canned pumpkin in my pantry. I put it in a glass container, take it out of the can as soon as I get it home, and keep it in the refrigerator. I take 2 big tablespoons and I warm it up in the microwave. I then add 2 tablespoons of plain yogurt. I then add my fish oil, my flaxseed oil, my ground flax, my ground and my chia seeds all together. And then I add 1 tablespoon of my favorite protein powder and I mix it up. I have this every single morning with 1/2 bagel and 1 cup of green tea. I also have it in the late afternoon as a snack. It has made a dramatic difference. I have gone from having 8 to 10 liquid diarrhea bowel movements every single day to having 1 or 2 solid bowel movements. My doctor flips out every time I tell him what I'm doing, has had me write it down and type it up so they could recommend it to other people. And it has just made a dramatic difference. I can't tell you, it was interesting because I kept listening to you, and so I just decided to put it all together. And then I heard you do a show where you recommended exactly what I was doing, so I guess I was listening. I was not able to travel. I couldn't go to the gym. I couldn't be on a treadmill for fear that, you know, everything would break loose and I wouldn't be able to make it to the bathroom. I wasn't able to go to parties. I wasn't able to go anywhere where I would be away from a bathroom for too long. I did all the steroids. I did all the medications. I did everything they offered, and it just ended up screwing up my stomach and my digestive tract. I just wanted to say thank you. There's a lot of us out here that listen that never take the time to write, but I decided to drop you a line because this was so life-changing that I wanted you to know. Thank you, and in forever in your debt. No, you're not in my debt at all. I'm glad you listened. I'm glad it made a difference. You know, we have to be responsible. We have to take back our health. And sometimes we have to do some things we're not used to. But I love that you incorporated a lot of this stuff together. The Barlean's line is amazing. Their fish oils, their flaxseed oil, their platinum line, their greens, their fibers, all of their wonderful products, their swirls. I love them all. And I think that they need to be, you know, congratulated for always bringing out products that are relevant. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store and check out all the products from Barlean's. The things we talked about today. And, you know, when you go there, ask them to point out some of the lines, some of the divisions of the Barlean's. And they'll show that to you. And there might just be something that's absolutely perfect. Because they have a way of coming out with products that are not just amazing, but also relevant. Meaning there's a lot of people out there that could benefit if they knew that they were available. I've been very pleased to do radio shows with them for well over 25 years. And at the very beginning, there wasn't a lot to talk about. We talked a lot about flaxseed oil and, you know, and things like that. But boy, has it dramatically changed. And I'm so happy. It gives me so much more to talk about. You know, so that's a great thing. So check out all the products from Barlean's at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, your one-stop full-service location here in Las Vegas. They're actually Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They also are in their fourth decade in the Valley. And you're going to find the most knowledgeable staff, the most amazing customer service. And when you go there, just like all of us, you're going to make it your one-stop place. Because not only do you get the wonderful education and information, but you create relationships with these knowledgeable people. And there's nothing better than having somebody that you could go to and have them help to clarify and take out the misinformation and answer your questions completely, where sometimes out there, there's so much bad misinformation, we just don't know which way to turn. And that happens in every different avenue and sector of our life. But if you can find a way to work with people on the most important issue of our lives, which is our health, and have people that you can go to and trust and feel comfortable with, boy, I'll tell you what, hold on tight, because there's not a lot of that out there today. There's a lot of information, but not a lot of great information. And we don't really know how to sort through it, because sometimes it sounds so good, but it's not. And it may not do what we want it to do. And we put a lot of information, a lot of weight on things that we feel passionate about. And sometimes we just end up getting disappointed. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Take back your health. Hold on to your health. And once you get it, they'll help you maintain it. Because that's exactly what they do. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, making it easy, making it understandable, and making it ultimately successful. And I think that's important. Remember, when you go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at Stay Healthy. And, of course, keeping in touch with them, become friends with them, and like their Facebook page, because you're going to be so happy to be able to get those daily tidbits of information. It's awesome, it's informative, and it's great. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. Thank you for Barlean's for your awesome products, giving me all the information to talk about here on the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. Tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning. I bring you the best guest in the industry, and always I promise you the relevant topics for today's world, the things we need to talk about, the things we should talk about, and you know, the things we don't talk about enough. I hope you have an awesome day today. I hope you'll take the time to go to Facebook and like my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Click on the like button. Let's stay in touch. I'll answer your questions right on the page. And you know what? Spreading that good word and having that information can make our lives ultimately so much better. And remember, you can download the podcast at my webpage, drjeffreyberg.com. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyberg.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.